You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God. We are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number is 321-255-6999. I always say, remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. All are welcome. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, praise the Lord out there. Once again, we thank our great and mighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for bringing salvation to us all. And I certainly thank God for saving me.
Amen.
Because without him, I know I could do nothing. I would be fanned in the flames of hell. But because of his love and mercy, he pulled me out. And I give him all the honor and the glory for it. And we want to just pray for all those out there in Radio Land today. And we want to keep up in prayer, first of all, the people, that are, brothers and sisters that are in the Ukraine that are suffering.
Yes.
The situation that of the invasion. We know that God is a good God, and that I'm asking through prayer that the Lord will stop what's going on, that he will send angels. If he could send 185, he could send one angel to kill 185 Assyrians, he's able to stop this aggression that's going on right now.
Amen.
In the Ukraine. The aggression of Russia going against a sovereign's country, God is able to stop that. So we want to just lift them up, as well as brothers and sisters here in these United States and others that are North Korea, in China, in India, all the other countries that at some point they're trying to oppress and keep the word of God from being evangelized. So I want to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this opportunity just to come into your presence, and thank you for everything that you have done in my life. And as a servant of the Most High God, I lift up the various countries that are going through turmoil right now. And Lord, that we know that you're omnipresent, you're everywhere at the same time. You don't have to take a train or a plane to get there. You're there already. And Father, we just ask that you will just handle the situation, protect the people that love you and belong to you, Lord. We ask that the blood of Jesus will give them strength, that they will realize that they are covered by the blood, and no matter what aggression goes on, they cannot stop the children of God from praying and coming Amen. Into your presence. We thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. The one that's able to do all things, cannot fail. He is mighty, great, and able to do all things. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, today we know that as we look around, we see what is taking place in our country. We know that there's a great deal of deception that's going on, and people believe in all different kinds of things. But we know that if we adhere with what the word of God is saying, we know that the truth will break the bondages of lies that the adversary will use to try and deter or confuse children of God. So we want to look today in the book of Matthew. Praise God. It's a prophetic chapter which we are dealing with, and I strongly believe that Jesus is speaking there when he came out of that temple. This time has already been done. It's AD 33, if my memory serves me correctly, when Jesus came out of the temple. Praise God. So we want to look at that today. When Jesus left the temple, God left the temple.
Amen.
Because he is God. Praise the Lord. But the most important thing is we want to look at it line upon line and precept upon precept, and we want to actually discuss, not try and race through this, because Jesus is giving good information and revelation to us all in terms of who he's speaking to, because this chapter here really is dealing with Israel. And when we see the latter part of the chapter, we'll see in terms of what he's saying, but he's mentioning a lot of other things that's going on. So we're going to look at that today and begin to read what the Word of God says, and to see if we can glean out of Matthew 24, which is prophetic, because he's speaking of a lot of things that's going on, even the end time. So we want to just see what the Word of God is telling us as children of God. We're not going to shout. We're just going to use an exegetical approach to Scripture and see what the Holy Spirit and how he will guide and lead us therein. Praise God. I'm going to ask Minister Gloria if she would just begin to read in Matthew 24 and verse 1, and we'll just go on down from there, because truly he is speaking to us all. He has spoken, should I say, to us all as we look at what the Word of God says there.
Praise the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Now we know that the destruction of the temple there in Jerusalem had taken place already, but what we want to look at today is, because of what's going on in today's time, there's great deception and there are things that are taking place that we just want to stay focused on it. And I want to say this, it may seem to be repetitive, but the most important thing is that we all repeat, because the Bible says that that faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Just because you brushed your teeth this morning, that don't mean that yesterday you didn't brush your teeth, so you repeated the process.
Amen.
So the whole thing is that we just want to look at what the Word of God is saying. Jesus left the temple. Now, Jesus is God, and he's explaining it to his disciples, and they are really surprised. But the most important thing is that he's saying that it's going to be destroyed.
Yes.
It's going to be destroyed. And that's what it is. It's focusing on the destruction of the temple. Praise God. Now, Jesus left the temple. Praise God.
Yes.
That's what he did. As you read there, he left the temple. And the most important thing is that when we look at this, we see that the disciples, they came to him.
Yes, they did, Pastor.
Yeah, and they had a couple of questions that they wanted to ask him. You see, when you see all of this and Jesus is speaking, but we have to keep in mind that Jesus didn't, after he answered the question, he never stopped talking. See, a lot of people look at it and say, well, he said this and that's the end of it. No, Jesus continued to speak.
Yes, he
so
did.
What was he saying when they came to him? The disciples asked these questions to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world. Well, he didn't tell them about the end of the world. But what he did is that he spoke about the signs of his coming.
Yes.
But what was it that he said? Now, he could have said a number of things. But what was the first thing that Jesus said to them? Well,
he said, answered and said unto them, take heed.
Wait a minute now. That's the answer to the question that they asked. So this is why we want to look at that. So he answered them and said what?
Take heed that no man deceive you.
Now, isn't that something?
Amen.
Evangelist, you know that this is it back there and even right now, that answer has a twofold meaning to it concerning deception. And this is why Jesus told them, said, well, take heed that no man deceive you.
Amen.
That no man deceive you. Because what's happening is that there's going to be a lot of deceptions that it's going on right now. And we're talking about AD 33, when this was spoken of, when the temple was destroyed. And even right now, deception is at large. And it's going to get even greater than what's going on now.
Yes, Pastor.
It's going to get even greater than what's going on right now. And what is happening is that people are being deceived. They're following man instead of following what the Word of God is saying. This is why we have to use, as children of God, or anyone that's in any type of leadership authority, we have to really study to show ourselves approved unto God. See, and a workman needed not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. We must study and allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate Scripture and give us an understanding and teach us what He wants us to know in that particular time.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So when the disciples came to him and asked him that amount, after he came down on Mount of Olives, then he answered their question. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. God is not going to deceive you.
Amen.
He will tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. What is happening is that the only one that will deceive you is the deceiver himself and conditions that's taking place there. So he told them, take heed that no man deceive you. And what else was he talking about? Because we have to keep in mind, Jesus didn't, when he answered them, he did not stop talking. And a lot of people think that he made a statement and that was the end of what he was talking about. No, he didn't stop talking.
No.
What did he say, Evangelist, when you were reading that? When you look at that, he said, take heed that no man deceive you.
He said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He knew that man, Jesus didn't need us to testify of him, Pastor. He knew what was in us. He's the road. He saw what's coming down the road, Pastor. He was preparing. So I don't want to jump to the next scripture, Pastor, but Jesus is talking. He's telling you, take heed. He sees what's coming, Pastor. Uh-huh. He sees what's coming down the road.
Uh-huh.
And the next scripture explained a lot too, Pastor. So.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, many shall
come in my name.
Come in my name, yeah. Saying, I am Christ. I am Christ. Now, that word there, we really look at it, says in the Hebrew, actually is Messiah. But we look at it in the Greek, and it's actually talking about being anointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people today saying that they're anointed.
Mm.
They're anointed of God. That word Christo, because Jesus' last name is not Christ.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jesus, and how they use the name Jesus, the anointed one.
That's correct.
You know?
The anointed one.
Yeah, the anointed one. So he said, many shall come in my name doing what?
Saying, I am Christ.
Saying, I am Christ. Now, we've seen this. Matter of fact, there was a period of time there in New York City where there was a gentleman that said that he was the Messiah. He came from I think it was Korea, and he held this large gathering there in Madison Square Garden, and he said that he was the Messiah. He had all these people that were following him, and the Messiah could not have a Korean name. And I couldn't understand why the people were following this man.
Amen.
Because he was saying that he was the Messiah. I can't think of his name at the moment. I think it was I can't think of his name at the moment. I can't pull it up at the moment. But they were following him. And the things that he was doing was really atrocious. So what happened is that the government got involved because he had a lot of other young people, white people. I don't want to use that word in terms of from a racial standpoint, but that was the ones that were following him. And what happened is that the government got involved, and then what they did was they deport him because of what he was doing there. But he had such a large following there. And this is the thing here, people saying that, well, I am the Christ. And he shall deceive many people.
Yes.
And shall deceive many people. So deception is still at large, even right now, as we speak. This took place in the early part of, I think it was somewhere around in the 70s and the 80s where this thing took place.
Yes, it did.
In terms of this particular person saying that he was the Messiah. And people believed it. So people are being deceived today. I want you to try, the ones that have tuned in the broadcast, try and follow us in terms of what we are saying here. It may be, we may be saying some things that we're pulling from things that have taken place in the past, and we are trying to bring it up to the front or the forefront so that you can understand where we're coming from concerning the scriptures that we're reading. So just pray for us even while we are talking about it.
Amen.
So you want to read Minister Gloria as a...
Okay. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Amen. All of this is taking place now. You see?
Amen.
And it's been going on back then. Wars and rumors of wars. And what is happening?
See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet.
The Amen. End is not yet. Praise God. We hear wars and rumors of war. And what Jesus is saying, don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Don't be afraid, because the end is not yet. This is just a period of time that things are taking place. And evangelist, you want to read the next verse of scripture there? Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it says, excuse me, Pastor. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And well, there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
Praise God. Well, we understand that when it says nations against nations, you know, at one time I thought that would be like you having Russia against China and all kind of, but that's not what it says, because if we really look at it, he's talking about ethnos. He's speaking of races, not that's what it's actually talking about. Races.
Amen.
Races, and this is what's going on today. Races are rising up against the different races of people. You know, nations, if you really look at it in the Strong's Concordance, you see that it boils itself down to ethnos, where we get our ethnic groups. So this is what he's actually saying. And kingdoms against kingdoms, which is what's going on now in terms of
yes.
the rising of kingdoms against kingdoms. But we understand what this word is saying for the most part. And we thank the Lord that when we look at this, we can see as clearly as we can, or as he allows us to see, that nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And what else did they?
And there shall be famines.
Well, these things that were prophesied, that were spoken of, famine is starvation, shortage of food. All these things are mentioned there. And eventually, what do you think about what's going on there when Jesus is speaking to the disciples there and giving them this information here concerning what was happening? It wasn't for that period of time there. I strongly believe it's was for
foreknowledge, Pastor.
But what it is that he is, see, this whole chapter here involves itself, if we really look at it, to Israel.
Yes.
I know a lot of, there's been controversy about it, but Jesus is speaking to them, and he's telling them that because when you get down into the latter parts, that you see that he's talking about Israel there.
Yes, and, he is, Pastor. Yes, amen. He is.
You want to read the rest of that?
Famines and pestilences and earthquakes.
Yes.
In divers places.
We're having all of that. Those things. It's amazing, prophetically speaking, that, you know, when it says famine, starvation.
That's right.
You know, and then it's talking about earthquake in divers places or different places, mm-hmm. you know. But what did he say? All these things are taking place here.
Yes, but it's, this is the beginning of sorrows. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Beginning of sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of sorrow. So we know that there are earthquakes. I mean, they're at large now. I mean, they're happening all over, and they're happening in places where one would never think that you would have earthquakes. That's when it's talking about in diverse places, various places.
Yes.
So what happened is that these things are taking place. So now when he was speaking to them, that wasn't going on at that time. So we look at this from as a prophetic voice there,
yes.
giving us understanding of future events that would be taking place there. And I just thank God that as we look at it, we can see in Jesus. You know, if anybody tells us what's going on, it's Jesus. He's the truth,
yes.
anyway.
Yes.
He won't tell you anything other than the truth.
Correct.
And when he says there should be famine, mm-hmm. he said there'll be earthquakes in divers places, and he said pestilences. All these things are taking place. But it's not, if you really look at it, pestilence,
mm-hmm.
these are the different kinds of viruses and diseases that will be coming on the scene there. I strongly believe that, and what do you think, Evangeline? You think that at the time that Jesus was speaking to his disciples there, was it more or less future events?
It was future events, Pastor. When Jesus spoke, Pastor, he knew what he was talking about. He was telling you nothing but the truth because he's truth. These things shall come to pass because the Word spoke it. Jesus is the Word, Pastor.
So when he spoke these things, he was speaking of future events there concerning what would be taking place in the latter times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Crow, you want to...
Continue?
Yeah?
Continue?
Yes.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Well, we know that that's to be nothing but the truth, because even today, people are hating Christians because of the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you know?
Because of the name of Jesus.
You even got that going on in this country right now, because there are people that hate Christians because of the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can speak about Islamic practices. You can speak about the Muslims. You can talk about all these different factions. But when you talk about Jesus, then they want to shut you down.
Yes.
They don't want to hear. And there's a reason why it's done that way. And the reason being is that, see, Muhammad or... Islam or any of those type of religion there can't change you.
Yes.
You see? But when you talk about Jesus, he is the one that can change you. He is the one that changes the lives of people if they believe and receive him.
Amen.
So all these other religions here can't do that. And this is why they want to not allow you to talk about Jesus, but you can talk about any other religion,
yes.
and there will be no opposition. But when it comes down to talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't want to hear it because he changed his life.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what he did when he went to Calvary's cross. And everyone that would believe and receive him as Lord and Savior, their lives would be changed.
Yes, Pastor.
And you've never heard anybody say, well, I pray in the name of Muhammad.
Never.
For you to be healed or delivered. No. It's in the name of Jesus, because he brings the change in all of our lives as children of God. And he saves those that do not know him, that come to him.
Amen.
He changed their lives.
Yes, he
praise
does,
God.
Pastor.
Praise the Lord. So all this earthquakes, pestilences, famine, all these things is taking place. And Jesus, he's still speaking, you know.
Yes, he is.
He hasn't stopped speaking. Mm-mm. And he's telling us prophetically future events that will be taking place. Mm-hmm. And everything is being wrapped up, because when we continue to look at it, we see how Israel, you will see that he is actually speaking about Israel. You know?
Yes.
And a lot of people has taken this and say, well, wait a minute, he's talking to us. No, he's talking to the Jews here. Because when we look at it, when we read it, you see all the embodiment of what he's saying there pertaining to Jewish people. Now, I know that there are people that with a different approach on that, but if you really look at it with a clear eye, you'll be able to see that he's referring to Israel. Praise God. Anybody want to continue to read there? Praise God. Because
and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another.
Yes.
And shall hate one another.
And shall hate, betray and hate one another. And I tell you, God bless you, I tell you that betrayal will take place, and they will give you up.
Yes, they will, Pastor.
Family members will give you up, because what happened is that this is where the betrayal will come, and folks will be turned in. And the scriptures are clear concerning that. As we go down into the latter part of it, because this is a chapter here that you can't rush through, because there's too much revelation in it to try to race through it. But I want all the listeners out there, just stay tuned for a moment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Whoa, we're back. Praise the Lord. So we want to continue here with this Matthew 24 here, and look at what the Word of God is saying, because it's really clear concerning who he's speaking to. Praise God. Amen. So, Minister Glory, you want to...
And it says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Well, they had false prophets then, mm-hmm. and they have false prophets now. People that's been on the rise here to deceive people. So Jesus is saying that there shall be many false prophets. And what are they going to do?
And shall deceive many.
And shall deceive many. Mm-hmm. You want to continue there?
Okay. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Yes, that's what's going on, because iniquity shall abound. And because sin is going to be at large, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Otherwise, you would have people there now that we won't have, that where they should be loving you, they won't love you. Mm-hmm. So all of this will be going up against whatever it is that that Jesus is bringing to the forefront concerning our hearing.
You know, Pastor, when it said false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, what comes to me is 1 John 4:1, when it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yes, well, they had false prophets then, and they as he was speaking, and they have false prophets now, and it's going to even get even larger or greater in the latter times, because he's actually speaking of what we determine as Bible students, eschatology, end time events. And this is what he's referring to. So remember the question that was asked. He says, what shall be the sign of your coming?
Right. And the end of the world.
And the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
those questions that was asked. He didn't tell them about the end of the world, but he spoke, showed them about the sign of his coming. So what it is that when you see great deception that's going on, my God, these are all signs of the end time.
Amen.
And this is what Jesus is telling us. This is why when we look at this, we see it from a prophetic point of view, because we know that the temple was destroyed there by the Romans in AD 33. And what's happening now is that Jesus has given us an illustration there concerning what would be taking place in the latter days. Yeah, praise God. You want to continue?
And then it says, and because iniquity, which is sin,
yes,
shall abound,
yes,
the love of many shall wax cold.
Yes, love of many shall wax cold. Mm-hmm. When we look at the love of many shall wax cold, he's speaking futuristic, because when we look at the word shall could be then, but it's future.
Yes.
So this is what he's saying, and we want to try to get as close as much as we can there, because I want the point to be seen that Jesus is speaking about Israel.
Amen.
You know, and
but I was just thinking about iniquity, the lawlessness that's going on now.
Yes.
And that's what came to my mind. And many shall wax cold.
Yeah. This is a chapter here where you really have to sit down and study it. You can't preach this. You just have to take your time and use proper exegesis to scripture there and let people understand what's going on. So you want to...
But he that endure unto the end shall be saved.
And Jesus is speaking, and a lot of people thinking that, well, he's talking about salvation, but he's not talking about salvation there. When he says that he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved, he is speaking of survival. He's speaking of folks that will be going through what we're going to be seeing in another few passages of scripture there. When you survive that, and that's what he's actually speaking of. He's talking of survival, not salvation. And I keep in mind that he's speaking to Israel. Amen. He's talking about Israel, because even when we look at where it talks about the elect, he's speaking of Israel, not the church. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, finish.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Praise God. The gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preaching all the world for a witness. Glory to God for a witness. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I tell you, when the gospel is being preached, and when we use the word gospel, you know, when the gospel is preached, when we use that word gospel, it's good news. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it is a powerful thing there. The gospel of the kingdom. You want to continue to read?
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place.
Well, we know what it's talking about. Daniel 9 and I think 9 and verse 27 or yes, somewhere around in there. Mm-hmm. He's talking about when you see the standing in the holy place. Mm-hmm. The prophet Daniel, that was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, mm-hmm, he's standing in the holy place. He's given us this indication right now that he is referring to Israel. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't think that this is what he's talking about, but I find it very difficult not to understand, because he's speaking of Israel. Mm-hmm. Read that verse of scripture again.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place.
So it tells you right there, if we want to try and understand what's going on there about the desolation there that was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place. He says what? What does he say then?
Then let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains.
So who would he be speaking of there? If he's not talking to Israel.
Amen.
I want you to continue to read that.
Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days.
Yes, he's speaking of, yes.
But pray,
yes,
that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
See, this is all in relationship to Israel, and not that I'm trying to hone in on a particular point, but I just want to let you see that this is prophetic. He's referring to Israel in the tribulation period, this end time that's taking place, and this is what Jesus is speaking about. You want to finish reading that?
For then shall be great tribulation,
see,
such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Now that should be just as clear as your nose on your face in terms of
Pastor. Yes.
Of who he's referring to. You know, except the days be shortened, there no flesh will be saved. No flesh will be saved. And this is what he's going to do. The days will be shortened.
Yes, they will, Pastor.
Will be shortened. And what you have something you can add to that, Evangelist?
Well, Pat is talking about, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning. Pastor, this world is going to go through something. They have never seen nothing what's coming down the road. And except those days be shortened, Pastor God is telling you, we better be glad those days be shortened. Because he said, there should be no flesh. There should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, Pastor. There's a lot of people going to be lost, Pastor.
Yeah, well, but for the elect's sake. Now, a lot of people have looked at that and said, well, he's talking about the church. But it's not talking about the church. He's talking about Israel. But for the elect's sake. Now, we are elect, but not in this particular situation here that Jesus is speaking. I strongly believe that he's referring to the Jewish Israel. And when we look at all the things that's been mentioned there, it's not talking about the church. He's talking about Israel.
Yes, Pastor.
Talking about Israel. You want to finish reading that, Minister Glory?
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
I remember speaking about that a few years ago. If Christ comes and you're still, they say, well, he's over there in the secret chamber, or he's there in wherever it is that they'll be saying, don't you go, because if you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, what happened is that you touch yourself, because if he comes, he's coming to take you away, to take you back with him. So if you pat yourself and you're still here, don't believe what's going on and what they're saying over
Amen.
There. Now, that's just a simple illustration, and that's my understanding, because if he comes and we are still here, that means that that's false. Because if you are born again, you'll be going back with him. And he's not saying that in that terms. You know? You want to finish reading?
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets.
Yes.
And they shall show great signs and wonders.
Amen. That is what's happening. And we know that. False Christ,
mm-hmm.
false prophets,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be working miracles.
Yes.
So we know that matter of fact, he started out there, he said, and there shall be great tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what period of time that he's speaking of there.
Yes.
And there will be false prophets that will be doing. There will be false prophets, the Antichrist, false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be calling down fire from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to deceive those that are here on the earth. Let me tell you something here. False prophets, and they'll get their power from Satan.
Yes.
But the point of it is that they're going to be deceiving many. And this is what Jesus was saying when he spoke in the beginning. And he said, take heed that no man deceive you. False prophets.
Yes.
They're not of God.
Amen. That's correct, Pastor.
They're not of God.
Mm-hmm.
and shall show great signs, Pastor.
Yes.
And wonders.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to fall for it, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the scripture tells us, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the false prophets going to call down fire from heaven. People are going to believe that, well, they're of God. He's of a God, and he's not. He's going to be operating under that lordship of Satan there, and that's going to bring forth the sea. We know that the devil is the one that deceives.
Yes.
He's the one that give power to a false prophet or antichrist, and they're going to be doing all these things to deceive the people that are here on the earth. But this is why he said that you take heed that no man deceive you. We must stay close to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's correct.
Not follow anyone but Christ, because there are a lot of people that are working miracles. Matter of fact, they would be working miracles. The scripture says they'd be working miracles.
Show great signs and miracles, Pastor.
Now, that's powerful, because if you don't know who Christ is, then what happened? You think that that's
Christ.
That person is of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would,
and you
Pastor.
Start following him. But Jesus, when he spoke, he was telling us about this particular sign, that signs that would take place in the latter years, in the great tribulation period there. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, deception will be at large. And this is why we have to stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ there, and have the right mind to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he and he alone is the only one that our faith and trust should be in.
It says, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth.
Yes.
Behold, he's in the secret chambers. Yes. Believe it not.
Don't believe it, because there's a lot of lies and deception, and people will be deceived. You want to finish? Yeah.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east, mm-hmm, and shineth even unto the west, shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen.
My God. It is something. This is why the deception, people are being deceived right now. You got false prophets. I mean, you had them back there then, and you have false prophets now.
Yes, you do.
Because anyone that's not of God is preaching, that's trying to preach and lure people into a position where they can be destroyed, that's false prophet.
Yes.
God, this is not anything new, but the Lord Jesus is telling us, don't let anybody deceive you. Put your faith and trust in him.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. This is the only one. I mean, this is just a limited illustration of what he's saying, because it's not being exhausted by any means because of what we're saying, because it's line upon line, precept upon precept, and there's so much references that is needed in order to support the statements that we're making. But We still believe that when Jesus spoke about the tribulation period, that's who he was referring to. And we all, praise God,
yes,
need to be right with God.
Amen.
We all need to be right with the Lord.
Every day, Pastor.
Praise God. So, Minister Glory.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
My God, stars fall from heaven. Meteorites.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. These are meteors that come. But you see, this is what I'm saying, is that you can't race through this, and it takes a little time to really try and discuss what is taking place there. Because now this is another reason why a lot of people don't believe in the rapture, because they hear prophetically speaking and what is being said, and then now you're going to see where it says that after all these things taking place here, the stars fall from heaven. And what was the other?
The powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
The moon shall not give her light.
And yes.
Yeah.
all these are prophetic signs there for end time. And then it says, now you're going to see the Son.
Mm-hmm. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
All right. Oh, what tribes of the earth mourn?
The 12 tribes.
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the tribes of the earth mourn. So we see that he's still talking about Israel. Amen. He's mm-hmm. still talking about Israel. So what is happening? The tribes of the earth is going to mourn. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really a period of time. As he said back there, I think it's in the 20th verse there. The 20th verse where he talked about it? It's a period of time that when he's referring to the tribulation period there, what does he say there?
And then shall be great tribulation.
Yes. What verse is that? Verse 20?
21.
Verse 21? Yeah, it says there shall be
great tribulation.
Well, not just tribulation, but he says great tribulation.
Yes.
And it is something that has taken place that will never take place again.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Pastor. That's how, what the word says.
That's how bad it's going to be. Mm-hmm. All right, we finish.
Okay, praise God. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
We don't want to be around during that period of time, but I just want to make mention of it because it's a lot to be explained here, and we're not doing it. At least I'm not explaining it in the fashion that it should be, because it takes a lot of references to go from one verse of scripture to another part of the Bible to let you see a clear picture of it. But God is a good God, and He loves us. And I pray that you all out there in Radio Land that you would be right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we understand the instructions that's given, but the church being born again, this is the most important thing here, because the tribulation period is a period of 7 years. And what is happening, that there's a lot of things that would be taking place in the first 3.5 years. And then the latter part is... It's a terrible time, and none of us want to be during that time here on earth under the instructions of the Antichrist and all the deception and the lawlessness and everything that will be taking place. We want to really be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I strongly believe that what Christ is mentioning here, Jesus is mentioning here, it's a terrible time.
Yes, it is.
It's a time that has never happened before. It will never happen again. And it's really serious. Do you have any additional input, Evangelist, concerning what we're talking about here?
Pastor, you're explaining it so well. I just know, like you said, Pastor, keep your house in order, because the day is coming. We don't want to see these times, but these times are coming, Pastor.
And they're coming because the Bible said that they're
coming.
That's
right. God can't lie, Pastor.
Yes.
He can't lie.
And it's very important there that we look at it, because it's so much is going on. And I really don't want to get into another point concerning this tribulation period, because he's also going to bring Israel through the fire. And
yes.
And what's going to happen is that I think 2/3 of Israel is going to be destroyed, and only 1/3 is going to be, which is the remnant that God is going to bring forth. I think in Zechariah 14 it talks about that verse somewhere around in there. But anyway, like I said, there's a whole lot of references that need to be looked upon in order to get a clear picture of this end time event.
Amen.
But you don't want to be here during this period of time. Minister Gloria, you want to read the rest of
it? It says, now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Mm.
When its branch is not yet tender and put it forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
Right. Praise God. And we know that the fig tree is indicative of Israel.
Yes, Pastor.
You know, we know that. And God, and you know, it's so important that this is why when we look at this thing, and I'm not explaining it in the best manner that it should be, because we're not referencing the scriptures and letting you see what it's talking about. But the point is, end times, and Jesus is speaking, and he's giving us an illustration of who he's really referring to, because they will be brought through the fire. And the Bible tells us that. And 2/3 is going to be lost.
Yes.
Now, I don't feel happy in saying this, but only 1/3. And God's coming back. It's only going to be a remnant that's going to be saved anyway. You know?
Yes, a remnant. Anyway, only a remnant.
Only a remnant. Praise God. And we want to be, can you imagine for a moment a remnant of 8 billion people that's on earth here? What happened? What would take place there that all these other people, they would be eternally lost? What, when I look at from Adam up to the flood, what happened to those people? You know? And then
it wasn't good, Pastor.
So it's just amazing what is taking place. I pray out there in Radio Land, and I'm speaking about the church today, the Lord Jesus Christ's body, the ones that claim to know him as Lord, yes, and Savior of their lives. I pray that you will have your house in order, that my house will be in order. And I'm not speaking, yes, of a dwelling, yes, place physically where I live. I'm talking about this temple here.
His
my
body
is the temple of God.
Yes,
and
Pastor,
we need to understand that this house has to be in order. I remember the prophet telling Isaiah the prophet, he went and spoke to Hezekiah and told him that get your house in order,
mm-hmm,
for the day you shall die. Listen, get your house in order. Please get your house in order, all of us. And if you tune into this broadcast,
yes,
we're praying for you, because our house and your house and everyone's house should be in order, because the Lord Jesus Christ, he is coming back.
Yes,
praise God. He has promised us that.
The king is coming. Yes, Pastor.
That's what he did. The king is coming. He stated that, and I believe it, because he cannot lie. According to Hebrews 6 and verse 18, it tells us, with the immutabilities of two things, it's impossible for God to lie. God cannot lie. So he said he's coming back, and he's coming back for the church. I said he's coming back for church.
Amen.
And he's
I
not coming
that.
Back some old, for some old weak church. Some emaciated church. No, he's not coming back. The church he's coming back is victorious, a,
yes,
victorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Go
and
ahead,
washed
Pastor.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
That's who he's coming back for.
That's
praise
correct.
God.
Not
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But anyway, get on back into Matthew 24 there in the latter part of it. What else is he saying?
So likewise, ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near. Even at the doors.
Even at the door. Even know that it's doors. Near. Even at the door.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
My Lord, my Lord. I tell you, it's a serious matter here. We're going to just pray for you out there in Radio Land. And we're coming to a close here. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left before we conclude this broadcast. But I just want to pray for you and thank God for you even listening and to what you have heard already. But you are able to search the scriptures.
Amen.
And search the scriptures in them that you think that you have eternal life. They are they which testify of Jesus. So
amen.
We want to just pray for you out there in Radio Land. I'm going to ask, matter of fact, both of us, Evangelist, you want to pray for the listeners out there in Radio Land that tune into the broadcast, at least what they've heard so far. I strongly believe that they will be blessed, but you can read it yourselves.
Amen.
And ask the Lord to illuminate the scripture so that you will understand.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that went out. We thank you, Father God, that you're coming, Jesus. Your Bible, your word is the Bible. And it's given us instructions how to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Father, those that are out there that have ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church, prove yourself. Father, let us examine ourselves daily. You're coming, Jesus. This is not a time to play. This is a time to get serious. Father, you said if we would judge ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. Let us turn the light on ourselves, Father. Let us examine your word. Study your word. And Father, knowing that your word is truth, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall be forever, Lord. So I thank you for what the pastor has shared on. That, Father God, that your word did not go out void, but accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto we sent it. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 So we want to just, in the closing 1 minute that we have, Minister Gloria is going to extend an invitation out there to everyone that just believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Just open up your hearts right now.
Amen.
Those who have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the
yes.
Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and shalt believe in thine heart
mm-hmm.
that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank you all out there in Radio Land for tuning into the broadcast. And I ask that you all would pray for us each and every day here. That, and when we come on the broadcast here, that we are asking you to lift us up in prayer so that we can continue to hear the voice of God and say what he wants us to say in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all. This is my prayer, and I pray that you, everyone that have tuned into the broadcast, will be blessed of the Lord. May God's blessing be upon you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.